Welcome to Conflict Correspondence. This is the first of hopefully many episodes of a podcast that I made for my university degree, where we discuss what it's like to be a journalist and how those that report on the front lines have come to do what they do for a living, their experiences, and the lessons they've learned. Today, I had the privilege to talk to one of Australia's most awarded and dedicated journalists, Mark Willesey. Mark is a correspondent for the ABC, where he has reported from over 30 different countries. He's also a multi-Walkley winner, including Australia's highest journalism award, the Gold Walkley, which he received for his investigation of alleged SAS war crimes in Afghanistan.
Hello.
Hey, Mark, it's Nick Powell.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Yeah, it's an honour. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, that's my pleasure.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about your recent ongoing story with the SAS war crimes. You spent about 2 years on that story, and more and more details seem to come out every other week.
Yeah.
And I know that a story is always evolving, but do you think that there was more to that story or things that you missed, people you didn't have a chance to talk to?
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot more to that story. You know, it's actually now 3 years since I started. So, no, look, there always is. You know, this is a story about men who, you know, operate in a secret, shadowy world. You know, they're special operations soldiers, so they're trained to go into places that we're not really supposed to know about, to fight battles that, you know, we're not told very much about. So I still think there's a lot of guys out there who know a lot more about what happened. And when I say what happened, I mean sort of the darker side of things. So, you know, look, it's a story, though. It's, after 3 years, it's been a pretty long slog, and it's sort of, it's seen me, you know, attacked in other media and by all sorts of people. So it's been a bit of a battle at times. And,
yeah.
And you know, to keep reporting on it, sort of, you draw a lot of flack for that. But I think it's still a very important story that needs to be told.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that flack, and, you know, you've spent so much time on this just to be called a liar in some cases, like, how does that make you feel? Does that make you want to stop?
No, not really. You know, to be honest, all the reporting has been shown to be accurate. In fact, you know, over a dozen stories I've done have led to civil investigations, whether it's by the Brereton Inquiry or the AFP or the new War Crimes Agency, the Office of the Special Investigator. And you look, you know, and none of it, you know, I've had complaints from former soldiers about the stories, and the ABC's investigated the complaints and found the stories were accurate. You know, I am being sued for defamation by one of these soldiers, ironically, for a story in which his name doesn't even appear. But, you know, the ABC stands by the reporting. I stand by it. And, you know, we'll keep reporting it, you know, if and when more stories come to light.
Mm. Are you hopeful for the, like, direction the future is heading with the journalists and whistleblowers? Do you think that there will be a time where you don't need to fear that prosecution or threats? Or do you think it's becoming fiercer?
I'm a bit pessimistic, actually. You look at the case, you know, these people have taken brave stands to call out what essentially is wrongdoing by government agencies or government officials, and they're the ones that find themselves being prosecuted. And I think that will discourage other whistleblowers from coming forward to journalists like myself to actually raise issues of national and public importance. And so I think, you know, we see governments around the world tightening up controls over information and bringing in tighter rules and punishments for those who breach that. So I'm a little worried about the way things are going. And, you know, journalism's got enough threats at the moment, you know, not just from governments, but I think, you know, the white noise of social media and the rise of right-wing news outlets that, you know, put ideology over fact. So I think, you know, to be credible, informative, you know, a news service that promotes those ideals, it's becoming harder by the day.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask if you have any parting words of wisdom for wannabe correspondents.
Yeah, look, I think the thing I've always found is that, you know, don't ever miss an opportunity. You know, if you get offered a job, it might not be the job that you want in journalism, as long as it's a job in journalism. And also the other thing too is, you know, just develop your multimedia skills. Be able to write radio and TV and online and, you know, have all those weapons in your arsenal so that you can meet any challenge.
Great advice. Thank you so much again for talking to me. I really do appreciate it.
No worries, Nick. Good luck with it.
That was a conversation with ABC's Mark Willesey. Tune in next time for more conversations on conflict correspondence. I'm Nick Powell. Thank you for listening.